This is your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Leslie Smith, joined by Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Tom, what led to the sell-off today in the cattle markets?
Well, Leslie, first of all, there was no fresh news out there that was negative to cause this market to go down. It seemed to be more of a technical collapse that fed on itself as we opened lower than expected this morning with triple-digit losses and quickly went into limit-down moves, which ended as limit down closes, which gives us expanded limits tomorrow. But as far as negative news, we lacked any, and we did start finally hearing that maybe the bids in the feed yards were hanging down around the 132 area, and choice box beef at mid-morning was $2.18 higher, selects up 57 on a movement of 89 loads and a cattle kill day of 111,000 head. December cattle, February cattle down the $3 limit, November and Jan feeders down the $4.50 limit, and December lean hogs 85 cents lower.
Closing grains are next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
Midwest Farm Shows produces both the Oklahoma City Farm Show held each April and the Tulsa Farm Show in December. This year, the 22nd annual Tulsa Farm Show is planned for December 10th through 12th at River Spirit Expo on the Tulsa State Fairground. As Oklahoma's largest indoor farm show with over 400,000 square feet of exhibits, the Tulsa Farm Show is a great place to show off your product or service to the farm and ranch community. Call Ron Bormaster to learn more at 507-437-7969. Midwest Farm Show is a proud sponsor of the Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch News email.
In the pursuit of greatness, you're out there searching for ways to put more bushels in the bin at harvest. And the team at DuPont Pioneer is with you. When you're testing new technologies, trying new agronomic practices, and doing whatever else it takes, we're with you. And when you're thinking about how you'll continue to be a good steward of the land for the next generation to follow, we're there too. Pioneer, with you from the word go.
Tom, what's going on in the grain markets?
Leslie, it's pretty simple. Technical movement, either up or down, depending on which day it is, and inflow and outflow of fund money is moving our grain markets. We did not have anything more different today than we did yesterday or we did the day before in our grain complex. But it continues to see this market in a trading range, and we continue to just move up and down. And we will see some fresh news come next Wednesday from the USDA supply and demand report. But on the close today, we saw both December and March KC wheat 5.25 cents higher. December Chicago was up 9.75. December corn unchanged. March corn down 0.5 cents. January soybeans 5 cents higher. March soybeans 5.25 higher.
Tom, what's your phone number?
866 go to Tom.
That's Tom Leffler, Leffler Commodities, with your market wrap-up for the Radio Oklahoma Network.